Hallelujah, hallelujah. Greetings in the name of Jesus. It's me, James Glory, from Yorkshire in the United Kingdom with a message for you. I have just, once again, I've been in conversation with someone and it's triggered this message. This person has been doubting God. He's saying he's been praying and praying, but nothing has happened. Now, God's timing is difficult to ours. We know this, but sometimes when we see the outplaying of our own individual lives that don't go according to the way we think, hallelujah, it can often be discouraging and bring about doubt. We know sometimes when we look at the word of God and we think, God says this, but why hasn't it happened? We are told not to think above what is written. We are told not to think above what is written for a reason, because God's ways are not our ways. So today, if you are discouraged, I have some promises for you. And first of all, from the Psalms, listen to this attitude of the psalmist in Psalm 55, a psalm of David. It says in verse 1 and 2, it says, give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend unto to me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise. Have you made a noise? Have you mourned in your complaint? In verse 16 it says, as for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall answer, save me. And then in verse 17 it says, evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. Not might, not maybe, but shall. God hears prayer. Consider Psalm 86, verse 6 and verse 7. It says, give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplications. And here, will you have this faith? It says, in the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. Today, you need to come up against this doubt in the name of Jesus. God's word is full of promises for when you doubt good. Consider Mark 11, 23 and 24. It says, and Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, that whatsoever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. What is your mountain today? What will you have cast into the sea without doubt in your heart, believing that these things shall come to pass? Hallelujah, God's own word tells us. For the Lord knows what we need. He can adjust your prayer to the right things that you need. He knows. Hallelujah. Consider Luke 12, 29 to 31. It tells us, and seek not ye what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink. Neither be you of doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth. Your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But rather, seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Yes, hallelujah, when you look to trust in Christ, when you trust God, as it says, have faith in God. Hallelujah, he knows, do not doubt. Why not, brothers and sisters, be like Abraham, who it tells us in Romans 4, 20 and 21. Abraham, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, hallelujah, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. Yes, God does not just make the promises in his word, not to keep them, hallelujah. Jesus Christ himself said, thy word is truth. It just doesn't contain truth or a sprinkling or a smattering of truth. God's word is truth, and I can assure you today, brother or sister, in your doubt, that God has heard your prayer, and he will bring it to conclusion. He will perform it, hallelujah. Yes, because as Abraham said, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. Listen, God is mighty. He does not make promises for nothing, you doubter. Listen from Isaiah 46, 10 and 11. Listen, it says, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, "My counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure, calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that executeth my counsel from a far country. Yea, I have spoken it. I also will bring it to pass. I have purposed it. I will also do it." Again, it doesn't say might, maybe, possibly, oh, give us 5 minutes and I'll see what I can do. No, it says will, hallelujah, will bring it to pass. Because 1 Thessalonians 5:24 says, "Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it." And no, sometimes it seems as if time is going by and God hasn't had your answer. He hasn't heard your prayer. Hallelujah. But consider 2 Peter 3:9, brothers and sisters, that the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness. Do you count waiting on God as God's slackness? But is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Is there something that you need to ask for forgiveness for today? Is there something you need to repent for? Is there something in the way of God's answered prayer? Do you have unconfessed sin? Hallelujah, look to God. He just wants all to come to repentance, for we know God's word is tried. It is a buckler to all them who trust him, it says in the Psalms. And believe me, there is nothing, you who wait on God. Let me tell you that there is nothing that he cannot do, because it says in Isaiah 59:1, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is his ear heavy that it cannot hear." He hears you. Maybe they say that there is no testimony without a test. So consider 1 Peter 4:12. In the middle of your difficulties, it says, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you." And then in verse 13 it says, "But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy." Hallelujah. I have just brought to you, brethren, those who have unanswered prayer, those who have been waiting and doubting God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You've heard his word. And it tells us in Romans 10:17. "So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Have you heard those many promises? Did you hear in the Psalms the example of David and the psalmist, how he believed? And it tells us that he brings things to pass that, you know, that are not yet manifested. We believe those things that are not yet seen. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Consider Isaiah 55:10-11 and listen to what the Lord says. He says, "For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." Brothers and sisters, again, I ask you to have that attitude of faith. Even though you do not yet see what you prayed for, believe that it has been answered. Hallelujah. And it is God's timing. It is God's timing to bring forth your answer, just as the rain, just as the seed for the sower. Hallelujah. Yes, he will bring these things to pass, because he is totally able to. And he tells us, "A father would not give his son a stone for a loaf of bread, or a scorpion for a fish." Consider one more time in Psalm 86, this attitude of David. Hallelujah. Verse 6 and 7. Will you have this attitude in your doubt, brother and sister? "Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplications. In the day of my trouble I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me." Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, we have no doubt today. We have no worry. We know God will answer, because his word says so. And if his word says so, you can take that as a promise. This is James Glory. Yorkshire in the United Kingdom, blessing you today. Come on, come up against this doubt. If you're waiting for God, his word is truth. And if he's promised it, he will also bring it to pass. Amen and amen.